This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan says President Trump has asked for his country's help in securing a peace agreement in Afghanistan. Khan told a group of local journalists he received a Trump letter Monday morning and promised Pakistan will make all possible efforts to help with the peace process. A Pakistani foreign ministry spokesman says the U.S. president, in his letter, said his most important regional priority was achieving an Afghan settlement. The casket of George H.W. Bush will be taken to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, where the 41st American president will lie in state beginning Monday evening. The AP's Saigar Meghani has a report.
The former president's remains will travel here from his beloved Houston, where Barbara Kenney was among those remembering him at the church George H.W. and Barbara Bush attended.
Just a very caring man who was always willing to help others.
His body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda starting this evening, where the public's invited to celebrate his life.
A life of honor, a life of honesty.
Colin Powell, who was his top military advisor, telling ABC's This Week, President Bush was a patriot in war and peace. The 41st president's remains will travel here on a plane most often known as Air Force One. Today it's called Special Air Mission 41. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Political scholar Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia says Bush 41 is an underrated president.
As people look back and as people are recollecting the Bush presidency, it looks a heck of a lot better than it did at the end of it. Bush, of course, was defeated for re-election, and most people at the time considered him a failed president. But now I think we can see in retrospect that he was actually quite successful, arguably the best one-term president we ever had.
For more news around the clock, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Spain, a far-right anti-immigrant party has scored a political victory in legislative voting in Andalusia. The Vox